Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got three more days till Friday.
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it right home by Monday. And we got three more right. days.
Can't even sing along with it anyway.
Yeah, you can.
Grr.
We've already made calls. We're going to dogpile you tomorrow when we all meet at the
building.
Oh, really?
It's going to
be so fun.
Plan for that?
Get her!
Everybody, that's it. You're going to hear. Nemitz is going to yell, get her, and we're all running from the building to tackle you.
Yeah, all right.
It's going to be great.
I'll just throw my things I have for you out the window and have Nicole box my crap up. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Thank you, Fremont Bank. So here's the deal. Today, sunny, highs in the 60s and even in the 70s where I'm at.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
It's going to be really nice today. The ocean is going to be huge. Mm. So that'll be something to watch, whether you end up seeing it on film or whatever on the evening news, or but it's going to be gigantic. So I would imagine the boys are out at the dock right now for Mavericks, getting ready to go out there and see what it's all about.
Is the Mavericks window open? Are they doing that?
They're
this
not
year?
Doing the contest this year that I know of. And they shouldn't, by the way, because it's never worked out.
Right.
It's always been. It's unfortunately been a problem the whole way through. So,
right.
And that's just it's just not. It's not football, and it's not baseball, and it's not, you know what I mean? It's just a totally different thing, and it's not, they should just, the guys who can do that should go do that and enjoy it and film it and let us all watch. Anyway, speaking of football, Washington football team beat the undefeated Steelers yesterday in a middle day game, 23-17.
Well, football that's good team, news, because I don't like a... I don't like an undefeated team.
Yeah, well, and football teams, you know, they're up and coming, but they're not great. So that's surprising to see them get that win. The Niners lost in Arizona to Buffalo.
Buffalo's
another
good.
Weird sentence. 34-24. Mm-hmm. So I watched part of that.
I'm sorry, Arizona. What? Why now?
Right.
What? What's happening?
It's so weird.
Did they get kicked out of California?
Their name is football team.
Yeah.
And they beat the undefeated Steelers. And then, of course, the Niners lost in Arizona to Buffalo. To whatever. Today, there's another football game.
Yeah. What's
Dallas at Baltimore, 5 p.m. game time.
Are these like makeup games?
They are. There's been a few pushes because of COVID, and they expected this would happen. And it's kind of cool for people who love football because you'll have a game on a Tuesday night, which normally you wouldn't. So that's nice. Okay. So. The Brits have begun the vaccines. As of today, they're going to start giving it out. And
this is great news.
Britain's healthcare providers are gearing up to start giving the first doses, and this is the Pfizer vaccine, less than a week after the UK became the first Western nation to approve a COVID-19 vaccine. By the way, I'm not going to read it all to you, but there is, let me make sure I've got, the FDA report is out as well on this particular vaccine, claiming its safety. It's 53 pages if you want to know everything about it. I'm not interested, but it's out and it's there, and the United States will begin the vaccine soon.
Do they
but
list,
in
like,
England,
side effects?
They're starting today. In England, Wales, and Scotland, they say Northern Ireland has said it would administer the vaccine early this week, but not specifying which day. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Side effects? Is that what the FDA report? Is there anything in particular people need to look out for?
I would imagine it's in there, and that's, well, yes, you want to look at the side effects, whatever they are.
No,
doesn't
but I
matter
mean, specifically,
if they're minor or
are
major.
They saying, you know, all your hair falls out?
No, I didn't read it. And I'm not going to. It doesn't. I'm taking that thing when it, right. when I can. I'm taking it. My preference so far, based on what I've read, is I want the Moderna one. But really, it doesn't matter. I just need to get it so that I can go do things without stress. Because it's really about what I bring home to my kids or my wife, right?
Right. Exactly.
So. Anyway, that's been approved and is going. And oh, here's a picture of the storage refrigerators. This is the one that needs to be kept at that ridiculously low temperature.
Oh, look at that. Boy, they have built. They look, and frankly, they're not pretty. Those are like utility boxes.
No, they are. And that's the deal is that these things were being stockpiled and put on airplanes and shipped. So there's been it's been a really big production.
The world has put a push behind this.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yep, we sure do. So anyway, again, real quick, the headline is UK is beginning to give the first vaccines for COVID-19 starting today. There's a 3-week break in between the two doses you need to take.
Yeah.
So I think partly it's great news to see that this is happening. The other thing is, it's going to be interesting to see how well it goes.
Yes.
You know, the first dose, and then how well people do getting back for their second dose.
Right.
It's a trip, because I know I did this for shingles. They give you the shot, and then you leave for 6 months. And you sort of go like, all right, I hope they don't run out of doses or something weird.
Right.
But, you know, then I get the message, get in here, and I went and got it, and it seemed quick and easy enough. Real quick, I wanted to say this, not just because it's in my local area, but because here we are finding ourselves in sort of a red flag warning conditions yesterday, and a fire broke out near me in Santa Cruz County, and our first responders stomped that thing out. They were ready on high alert, and once again, Cal Fire, the heroes that they are, they were ready and they took care of it. And I can't thank them enough for this past year. They've been incredible. So don't forget your heroes.
Think about them.
All right. Now this next story, this is cutting edge stuff.
Okay.
Because your mom was on the forefront. Back in the day, she was known as Cocoa Butter Thighs, right? In East Bridgewater, Massachusetts.
She's never been known as that.
That
is a name you made up for her.
She tanned nude quite a bit, though, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. We now have, from the people who know best, a Brazilian model. And if you don't know Brazilians models, they know a lot. They're very, very smart about a lot of things. Oil, the sex, looking incredible.
Waxing.
Waxing. Brazilian models. Anyway, whew. This lady, let me get her name. Letitia Martins.
Okay.
She says that she increases her sex drive by tanning naked. She suns her woman area.
Oh.
And it has brought new and exciting life to her sex life. And the first person I thought of when I saw the story was like, Ellie knew.
Yeah, all I can picture is a sunburned. area that's peeling.
No.
Yep.
Brazilians don't let that doesn't happen to them. They know the right.
I don't know, man. They don't know about suntan lotion. They put oil all over themselves.
How much
and they just
sun
get out
you
there.
Can take? Anyway,
that's a burned area. Woo. Meow.
She says, "Did you know that exposing your woman area to
down
the
there.
Sun can provide you with more energy, increase your libido, improve circadian rhythm, which regulates the entire functioning of the human body,
sounds
and
like
still
she...
help you get a good night's sleep?" So,
yeah. Okay. Well, this is a lady who just wants to talk about her area.
Listen,
and have
I'm trying to compliment your mom for knowing
sun.
How to stay.
This is. I picture an Instagram post with the sun setting between somebody's legs.
How did you
she
know?
She takes a picture. To, wait, what?
How did you know? Here
is it
is.
Is her knees up in the air with the sun setting down on the cooch? Oh,
whoa.
My God.
That is
hilarious.
A good-looking picture.
Boy, she is not showing anything, but with also showing everything.
It's amazing.
That is, I guess that's her sun hat at the top.
Yeah,
of the
sun hat is blocking the top part of that photo. But yes, she's got her woman area aimed right at the sun. And
oh, boy.
She knows how it's done. Mm. Anyway, congratulations to Gentry for having a wife that knew how to.
Congrats, Dad. I'm so glad you had a wife that knew.
Nice, Gentry.
From way back in the day.
Knew what? I don't know. But and back in the day, you know, the sunscreen was that white stuff.
Nobody wore the zinc oxide.
That's a good look. That's
it's
down
it was
there they
absolutely.
Did. You don't want to burn that thing.
You don't. What?
What?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever
I'm not
laid
really
out
in the
naked?
Mood. I probably.
All right.
I can't actually. I don't know, Vin. I don't know if I have done that because I'm not. I wasn't a person who was going around getting naked all the time.
What are you talking
outside,
about?
Outdoors.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't like a person who flashed my boobs or who, you know. I
What
I
are
just,
you what talking are you
trying?
About?
I wasn't.
All Eddie Van Halen had to do was say, let me see.
Well,
practically barfed. You didn't even have words at that point, and you were like, all right,
Eddie
here you
Van
go.
Halen.
All right, fine. Rest in peace, Eddie.
Rest in peace.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. Marilyn Manson and Macy Gray went to high school together in Canton, Ohio, and they didn't know each other.
Who
oh, look
Macy
at that.
Gray?
Who found that? Yeah. Is that Bryn?
Bryn is, yeah, that's very distracting, Bryn. Get those off of there, boy.
I just
she
want
is.
To show off my yoga pose. I also have those skills, too. That the
you grab your toe.
It works for men as
you
well.
You lay it on your back. Sure, yeah.
Maybe it's reminding me of our story, the feet in the air party. There are six states where you can sue someone if they have an affair with your spouse that leads to divorce.
Oh,
and none of them are California.
Alienation of
it's
affection.
Too bad. Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah, oh. But not California.
Hmm.
So I guess we just have to take that crap then, huh? That sucks.
You can still divorce the person.
Well, yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you want to sue the penis to smithereens that boned your wife?
Uh-huh. I would.
Right. More than half the mushrooms in the U.S. come from one county in Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's super fungal there, huh?
Oh.
They must have, like, the best cow poop in the world. Isn't that where they grow a lot of mushrooms? They grow.
Well, I don't know about the regular mushrooms we eat, but I know that my friends from Florida, who we met when I was in college, they used to go out into the fields and get the mushrooms that you trip on for free all over the place. Like, you could just go pick them and eat them and right out of the cow patties.
That's
so,
like a mistake waiting to happen.
Well, I mean, that's, but I've never seen any place where you can just do that, where that's like growing wild all over the place.
People forage, but I always think that's so risky. There was
yeah.
a lady in like Berkeley or Oakland not that long ago who was an older lady, and she was apparently very experienced at this, and she wound up picking the wrong mushrooms.
Killed and herself. Died?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's a long, slow death.
Oh. From mushroom poison. And they don't have a thing.
I guess they can't reverse it. I think it's like a liver thing. I don't know. It was. I remember hearing the story and being like, and then I've got some friends who forage like that. That I'm like, I don't eat anything they make.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, or at least I wait till they've eaten it. I guess, you know, they've food tested. I don't know how fast it starts attacking you, though.
You know, I don't do that in general. I know you're someone who will pick a tomato off your, you know, a vine and eat it
like
right
an
there. And when I lived in Oregon, there's berries growing everywhere in Eugene. And there you see people with buckets, and they're one for the bucket, one for their mouth, one for the... I got to clean stuff, and I'm not into that. I don't like it.
Well, the ones on the top, the dogs haven't gotten, you know, because I always think that dogs have peed all over anything that's on a walking trail.
Whoa.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Very smart of you.
I like the top berries.
You pick high.
I pick high.
Got it. The most sinful cities in the United States, everyone. How is San Francisco nowhere found on this list of
that
places?
Seems ridiculous.
It does seem ridiculous.
We're a bunch of sinners here, a bunch of fornicators.
Well, you think? I mean, this. I remember. What was that? The exotic erotic and the Folsom Street Fair, and you know, all the stuff happens here.
Well, they've got to have Vegas up on that list, right? Is that
the parties in the Castro? Come on!
I know. Listen, I'm not arguing with you. I think we should be on the Sin City list.
Wallet Hub just released the results of an annual study on the most sinful cities in the United States based on different stats that correspond with the seven deadly sins. Here's the results: wrath, things based on things like violent crimes and shootings.
Oh.
St. Louis is number one.
Oh.
Jealousy, based on things like fraud or identity theft, top city was Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Oh. Gluttony, based on things like obesity rates, binge drinking rates, and drug use, St. Louis again.
Oh.
You lived there. Is
I
it gnarly?
There are problems in St. Louis.
Greed, based on things like casinos and lower charity numbers, Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh.
Lust, based on things like strip clubs per capita, and porn searches, L.A., California.
Oh.
Vanity, based on things like tanning salons and plastic surgery, San Diego.
Oh. Hmm.
San Diego is sunny 285 days a year, and there's tanning salons?
You can't go in the sun.
That's
the ultraviolet rays, right? Isn't that... What are the ones you don't want?
The ultraviolets, but it's still...
People are trying to take care of their skin, you know? Laying out
tanning
so
salon
like
is not a way
be.
To take care of your skin. Hmm. Take a look at that. What's that lady's name?
Leatherface. Oh, yeah. Tan Mom.
Hey, it's Patricia.
Yeah, that lady.
Patricia.
Sloth, based on things like exercise rates and the average work hours, the top city is Hialeah, Florida. And even though it didn't win any one category in particular, the most sinful city overall is Vegas. Beaver.
People go there to do all kinds of bad things.
L.A., St. Louis, Houston, and Atlanta round out the top five. Come on, San Francisco.
That's good that we're not on the top. You know, you can come here and do what you like, but at least we're not just known for the sinning. Come on. We're known for our rice-a-roni. Come on.
Rice-a-roni? What?
The San Francisco treat.
You'd think they serve that someplace. And
you would think that. When I came here, I was like, well, okay, where's the restaurant-y place?
It's got to be somewhere near the cable cars, right?
It's at the grocery
Obviously.
Store. Go make it.
Just like it is in all the cities.
So stupid.
Boy, I wonder if San Francisco was pissed. Like they jacked our city name. We don't care about Rice-A-Roni. What the hell? Mixing rice and macaroni? Come on.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're always looking for your texts, and I'm currently looking for them as we speak. There they are. You can pick mushrooms in eastern Massachusetts, too.
Really?
Apparently. Were you in eastern Massachusetts?
Sure. That's the Boston, eastern Mass. I mean, the Cape.
Oh, right. Eastern. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, certainly there were plenty of mushrooms around, but they, you know, regular old mushrooms seem like ones you see.
Every year, there are warnings against foraging because people die on Thanksgiving eating the wrong mushrooms. Don't pick mushrooms.
There are experts who do know, but sometimes people make mistakes.
Oh, boy. You know? Letitia is pronounced Leticia. All right. Take it
easy.
It is? Well, apparently. Okay. Look, that lady knows it all and has increased her libido by sunning her woman area. So I am going to.
Leticia it is.
Right. Can you imagine the mess in Hollywood if people could sue for adultery? Yeah, I guess. Okay, I got to know. Did Vinny share his screen to show the Brazilian model, or did he show you the pic up to his camera?
He shows it up to his camera.
LOL.
Bryn can share his screen, and I suppose we probably could, but we're just I'm on an iPad. You're on a phone, right?
Yeah, this is my...
Yeah, we just have it set up. We're not using it. I think you can only share your screen if you're doing it on a computer.
Also, Brazilian blowouts. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
You had one of those. Forgotten?
I did.
Didn't you?
I did. Didn't really work.
What do you mean?
Cost
it
a lot
work?
Of money, took a lot of time. Didn't really work.
Oh. Main side effect is the irritation at the injection site. It's a two-part vaccine. After receiving the second dose, it's common to feel beavers, aches... For a couple days. Beavers, aches?
Fevers?
Fevers, aches?
Say that whole one again.
This is a text from 415. Main side effect is irritation at the injection site. It's a two-part vaccine. After receiving the second dose, it's common to feel beavers, aches for a couple days.
Must have been fevers and aches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the flu shot will give you a little bit of a side effect, but nothing major.
Right.
And, you know, they say you can take a... forget if it's Tylenol or Advil, but one of them after your shot, right after.
You said the shingles one was actually kind of gnarly, right?
Yeah, the shingles one was kind of intense.
You get really sick after both shots, or?
No, I don't remember which one was the worst, the first or the second. But whatever, the bottom line for me was I just want this done so I don't have to think about it.
I won't have to get shingles.
I mean, poor Nicole. Am I allowed to say that? Was that in the office? Was that off air?
No, I said on air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's
she had
very
shingles.
Painful.
She couldn't wear her backpack. It was like a knife sticking in her side.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going to now have shingles the rest of your life? And
I think I could get it again. I haven't, since then, I haven't had any flare-ups, I guess.
And it's too late to get a vaccine now.
Yeah. Yeah, just like the chicken pox. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, I was 15, way too young to have that.
Jesus. Way too young.
I thought you couldn't get chickenpox again though if you get that, right? If you get it the first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very confused by it all.
Wait, you had shingles or chickenpox?
I had You have to have chickenpox in order to get shingles.
Shingles,
right?
And I had chickenpox as a kid.
Yeah,
and then,
I did too.
And then I had shingles, but I've heard that you can get shingles again. Unlike chicken pox.
Oh, like it can be chronic.
That's
doctors,
the part,
help us out.
That's
doctors,
the part that always confuses out. Me.
Right.
Oh, this is funny.
What is it?
You know, I do realize when we talk about stuff on the air, for some reason it makes it bigger than in your real life situation where something may really not be as
right.
much a thing.
Everything's a bit.
As soon as you push it through the speakers of people's stereos, it's like, whoa, that's ridiculous. 510 says, Vinny, I wonder if your wife doesn't tell you about her history because you might be disgusted or ashamed of her. Oh. If you adamantly refuse to know her story, maybe she's afraid of the consequences if she tells the truth. Or maybe she just doesn't have any stories. I just haven't gone prying. That's all. I haven't asked. She hasn't told. It's really fairly simple. And she doesn't ask, but Sarah's right. I have a radio show where I've put it all out there.
It's all out there. I know all your stuff. Don't listen to the radio.
Right. Let's see. Well, you know what? I'm out of time. What am I doing? It's 58. Oh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Becky and, another famous daughter. Someone I'd never heard anything about, 22. Find out about her after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.